Ask me the Secha. On page Resh Chav Ches, we're coming close to the end of the Sefer. Already giving a lot of thought to what we're going to be doing next to Ms. Hashem. Something exciting. I have a few ideas. We'll see. I'm not going to put it up to a vote. It's not a democracy. But I hope everybody will be happy. But let's try to finish the Sefer. We're on page Resh Chav Ches. It's very hard now. These next two, three pages are very hard. And we'll try to, I don't want to skip. And it's very chashuv. It's just that it's very hard to explain and hard to understand. We'll try. Let's try. And then it goes right into the very practical side of the mid of shtika that we're talking about. So let me just give a 2-minute hakdama. Maybe it'll make it a little bit easier. Just a 2-minute hakdama. In the Sefer Yetzira, in the 6th parak, we are introduced to not one mother, not two mothers, but to three mothers, Shalosh Imos, to three mothers. Now, what does that mean? The three mothers are Aleph, Mem, and Shin. Aleph stands for Avir, Mem stands for Mayim, and Shin is Eish. Shin is Eish. It's called Aleph, Mem, Shin. It could have said Aleph, Mem, Aleph, Ima, but the way that the Sefer Yetzirah presents it as Aleph for Avir, air, Mem for Mayim, and Shin is Eish. Now this is a code for Keser, Chochma, and Bina. Now everybody here has heard about these Midas and has learned about the spheres to some degree. And it doesn't mean that one had to have learned Eitz Chaim or the Zohar Kodesh. But in Tanya, in Perek Gimel, you all know that Chochmah and Bina are the father and mother. They give birth to the lower spheres. Das is the connection that binds the higher or the lower. But Chochmah and Bina give birth to the spheres hatachtainas, and the hanhaga of this world, how this world is conducted, is orchestrated, of course, comes from that mysterious world of the father and the mother, of Chochmah and Bina, through Das, into the lower spheres of how we actually see the hanhaga through Chesed, Gvura, Teferes, and so on. The Ramak tells us that Chochmah explains that Chochmah is the Bechina of Mayim, of water. Mayim, of course, as the Tanya explains over there, the Mayim is the Sherish of Chesed, ever flowing and overflowing and giving. Mayim is Chesed. That's Chochmah. And Bina is fire. Bina is Eish, which is the Sherish of Din, that which refines, separates, and so on. That's Din. And Das is the Avir, is the oxygen that's Machriya between Chochmah and Bina. So Das has a certain quality of Chesed, of Mayim. And Das has a certain quality of Din, of Eish, of fire. Therefore, Avir this keeps on coming. Oh, okay, you got it. It's all right. Therefore, air has in it Chamimus, which is a certain quality of fire, the air. The movement of the air has fire, warmth, And it also has leichus, or it has moisture, the air has moisture, humidity, which is mine. So the avir is das. Das has is the machriya between esh and maim. When to use this, when to use the midas achesed, maim, and when to use the midas din, which is esh. These come from keser, chachma, and bina. The three mothers, keser, chachma, bina, are channeled into our lives through das. Das has in it the two qualities of chesed mayim, and din eish, which is fire. And everything that happens, all the anhaga of this world, everything that we do and everything that we experience is through this system of the spheres. So these three, aleph, mem, shin, the Goyin, the Vilna Goyin says in the Safed Tznayisa, the Vilna Goyin says that, in his parish on the Safed Tznayisa, the Vilna Goyin says that this these three correspond to the three svarim that are neftochim in Rosh Hashanah. Now you do that whatever you like. That's what the Goyin talks about. The three of Aleph Mem Shin correspond to the shloisha svarim and neftochim that are opened up by Kadosh Baruch Hu by the Yemei Hadin. Okay, now let's begin to learn inside. That's just a little way of Hagdama. Yeshna in the middle of the page on page Reish Chav Ches. Just 1 second. I'll be back in a second. I got it. The air conditioner is too cold. 1 second. Okay. Yeshna ofen nosav shel shtika. Now remember, we're learning about shtika, silence. We learned some amazing things the past few weeks about shtika. Yeshna ofen nosav shel shtika. Now Rav Schwartz takes us into a deeper place of what the meaning of shtika is. Yeshna ofen nosav shel shtika. V'hu lashon chazal b'sefer yitzira. Mem doimemes, shin shorekes, and aleph avir chok machriya benatayim. Okay, so mem is mayim. Mem is mayim. Remember, we're talking about aleph mem shin. So the Sefer Yetzirah says, it says perek shishi mishnah vav, but it's really mishnah beis. It's a mistake. Mem domemes, which means the sound of the mem, it hums, it domemes and silences. It's to silence. When you're like closing your mouth, mem is domemes. Domem is silence, and it's a humming sound that's made by the mem. Means to silence. Shin shorekes. The sound of the shin and the sin is that it's shorekes. Shorekes means to hiss, to whistle. Like the sh. Shorekes. Shorekes. And the aleph is avir, is the breath of air. It's machriya benetayim, that decides between Mayim and Eish. As I explained, that Das is that Shikul HaDas that you and I make every moment in our lives, whether or not to tap into the Mayim part of our lives, the right side, which is Chesed, or to tap into the left side, which is Eish, which is Din, which is Fire. And the Mayim and the Eish are associated with certain sounds, of mem, and the shin, which is shorekes, or shorekes, which is whistling sound, a hissing sound, that the mouth makes when we say the letter sin or shin. And the aleph is the avir, is the air that is machriya between eish and mayim. Now, what's missing here, obviously, what's missing that you're all wondering about, is this entire sefer is on the yisod of Afar. What's missing here is the yisod of Afar. We're talking about Eish, Ruach, and Mayim. But we don't have Afar over here. Klemer Yeshnam Arbi Yesaidis. So Rav Schwartz explains. There are four Yesaidis, Eish, Ruach, Mayim, and Afar. Ikra Yesaidis Apoalim Hem Shloisha. The three active Yesodas are Eish, Ruach, and Mayim, where there's movement, where there's activity. Afar is passive. Afar is passive. Ikra Yesaidis Apolim Hem Shloisha Eish, Ruach, Umayim. Afar Nikra Kli. Afar is a kli upon which everything else acts and works. But Afar, earth itself, is passive. It's not a Yesod that's Poel. That's why everything we've been talking about, Sneus and Shtika, and in negative things, Atzlus, laziness, everything is it's passive. Still, hiding, concealing. Eish, Mayim, and Ovir are on the move. They're out there. Afar is a kli. They makbilim l'sholosh oisiyas, Aleph for Avir, which is Ruach, air. Mem is Mayim, and Shin is Eish. Say that that's what the Sefer Yetzirah reveals. And al zeh oimrim chazal, that the mem is doimemes, and the shin is shorekes. K'may shekol echad margish ba'amiras ha'ois shin. When you say the letter shin or sin, the teeth, the way that we pronounce the shin or the sin, is shorekes, like a hissing, a whistling. That's the shin. Mem lumazois, on the other hand, mem, the mouth is closed. So if there's any noise that you could hear, domemus means it's silent, but there's a humming sound. But the mouth is closed for mem. Domemus, not speaking. Oisius bezvav mem and endefe, hein oisius asfasayim. Those, of course, are the letters in the Aleph Beis where we need to use our lips to pronounce. Hein oisius habolmois es hasfasayim, bez vav, mem, and endefe. Ubesoich oisius beis vav mem endefe atzman hamem boilemes esasasayim yoisim mishar oisius. The letter mem closes the lips, seals the lips more than the other letters of beis vav mem and pe. Mem is boilemes esasasayim yoisim mishar oisius. Zui mem domemes. That's the meaning of mem domemes. The other sounds can be made gutturally with the sounds inside the mouth. G, d. But these are the oisius of pronunciation where the lips are needed. And mem is mem domemes. Right, this is, of course, these in Yonim are rooted in very, very deep teachings of Kabbalah. The whole Sefer Yetzirah is, so we could talk about this till the end. I don't mean the end of to the end of time, but we're just trying to understand a little bit what in our context. Mitzad kach hashtika hadamama mushreshes b'yisoid hamayim. Mem domemes. Now, mem is mayim. The Sefer Yetzirah says mem is domemes. Domemes means silent. Shtika means silence. So we see a connection between silence and water. That's the connection. So, ad ato. Now we know that water can be very noisy. So, ad ato. Until now, we're talking about shtika beside Ha'afar, which is very obvious. The silence of the earth. It doesn't have a mouth. Only miraculously, next week's parasha, there was a pi ha'aretz that swallowed up Korach. But the earth, dirt, it doesn't have any kind of a mouth, any kind of noise. So until now, we've been learning that shtika is menachas b'yisad ofer. But now, as Rav Schwartz has been doing throughout the sefer, we have to understand shtika in the context of mayim, esh, and avir. Aval chazar malamdum esanu havchana nesefer shel shtika. So shtika is primarily ofer, and primarily that silence that we understand, that we're familiar with. Mem domemes, klemer mayim domemim. But now the Sefer Yetzirah has revealed to us that there's this quality of demama, of silence, I call demama daka. There's this quality of silence that comes from the water. Mayim domemim. Mayim domemes. Shtika. Because the mem is domemes, and the mem is mayim. And mayim is normally, we don't think of it as being silent. Even though in reality we see that oftentimes water is making noise, like a rushing current or a stream. Or I was never at Niagara Falls, but it's probably very loud over there. It's a rash, it's a tremendous rash. Water can be very loud when it comes into contact with something. Kamala Marshall, Mehayam, or just the ocean. There's a sound, the roaring sound of the waves. Sheesh Bem Kol, Kolosh Nakosav, as we say, in Tillim and in Davening. The 6 days of the week are compared to Mikolos Mayim Rabim. The 6 days of the week are compared to the noisy, powerful sounds of the ocean, of water. But Rav Schwartz explains that obviously this is only because of the interaction between ruach and mayim. When water is sitting without any ruach, it's silent and completely gentle and still. The noise of the water is only because of the avir, because of the air, because of the ruach that's tumbling the water. But the Goyen explains in his parish on the Sefer Yetzirah, the Goyen says that mayim mitzad atzmam, water, its own quality is shtika. You start up with the water, no, so the ruach, but water itself is mayim, is mem domemes. So nizboinin eifo mahi oisa shtika hashayachas liyisayin hamayim. So on our level, let's try to understand, what is the silence of the water? What is that silence of water? Now this is going to take us through Rochel Imenu, Yaakov Inu Rochel Imenu. Because Rochel Imenu of our Obis and our Imahos, she is the one, Chazal told us, is Tavsa Plach Shtika. She's the silent one. So we need to understand on a deeper level, what's the meaning of silence in the context of mayim, of water? I know that for me personally, I find that when I go to the ocean, when I go to a lake, it has more than any other thing in nature, it has a calming effect upon me. I feel when I feel by the ocean. See, it's one of the only things I regret from, not regret, but I miss from Far Rockaway. When we lived in Far Rockaway, I mean, it was a great neighborhood and we had a lot of friends, but what I missed, I would take a stroller with one of the babies, one of the kids, and I'd go walk to Atlantic Beach, or I'd walk to Beach Ninth, and I'd go along the boardwalk and late at night. You know, you have sometimes babies that cry, and I don't know if you ever had that. So the best Eitza was I'd get in the, take the kid in the stroller. We lived right by Tig. We lived right over there by the end of Farakway. And at that time, there were no other houses on the other side. And I would just walk across the Atlantic Beach. Water has, there's a certain calming effect that water has, which the Svarim talk a lot about. That inyan of mayim mem domemes. Mem domemes, the silence, the gentleness and silence of water. If the wind gets involved, then you can have a tsunami. I mean, it's terrible. But when the water is still, mei menuchos ina haleni, al mei menuchos ina haleni. So David HaMelech spoke about water in such a way. When it's still, it's al mei menuchos, mei menuchos. Mayim is associated with menucha, a certain tranquility, a certain quiet, shtika. There's someone that I know, he told me that he can't sleep at night unless he has a tape playing or something, a sound, like water. Nope. There's something calming about it. Shtika ha-sheyachas li-sad ha-mayim ya-hepach mi-ha-shin she-sharekes. Now, mayim is chesed. Mayim is mem is domemes. We're talking about Chochmah, which is the opposite of Shin, which is a hissing, whistling sound, which is a very unnerving noise of Shin, of Sin, like the snake, like the Nochash that's hissing. That sound, Shin, Shorekes. Ma hevdol ben koach shel dibur lekoach shel shrika. What's the difference between speaking and shrieka? Even in English, shrieking, to shriek, there are many words like that. Also, to shriek. What's the difference between dibur and shrieka? Dibur yesh by Isis, speaking contains letters. Isis. Shrieka ein by Isis. Shrieka is a noise. It's just a noise. It's a call, but it doesn't have oisias. Doesn't have any words. It's a shry, shriek. Also, shin reish. In many words are like that with shin reish. In Yiddish, in English, shry means to scream in Yiddish. Shriek, shrieka. And you can think of others. Ain ba'isias. It doesn't have any isias. It's just a shry. Shrika shuruk. Now, one of the types of vowelization is the shuruk. Zeu nikud. It's only a sound, but there are no letters. Shuruk shrika is a sound. U, the u sound. But it doesn't have any oisius. It's a nikud, but no oisius. Hashrika bo miyisoid ha'esh. Shrika, we learn, is shin shorekes. Shin is fire. Shin is din. Shin is that sound of a shriek, a call. And fire, mitzad atzma, there are no oisias. V'hinei b'loshon chazal, matzinu shtei hagdaras. Now, many, many years ago, the first year of the shul, so I don't even know, in those years it was a cassette, I don't know what happened to them, but I was giving some shiurim when we were still in the house, I remember, on the inyan of davening. I'd like an introduction to davening. And I gave a few shiurim on the inyan of dibur and kol, of speech and sound. Because when we open our mouths, there are two possibilities. Speech, which has osius letters, or it's just a shy sound. Or the combination is when I actually put the kol into my dibur, then other people can hear me as well. Yud Loshon Chazal Ma'asinu Shtei Hagdaros, kol v'dibur, mitzvah shoyf v'nema b'kol. We have this one amazing mitzvah, where the Baruch Shalom has this inyan, that a Jew should make a sound, noise, a shry, a scream. That's the shofar. Hashem b'kol shofar. It's a call. Kriyashma nema b'dibur. There it's Shema, Baznacha, Mashapicha Medaber. There you pronounce the words. You have to say the words. You can't just make a sound. Therefore, when you say Kriyashma, you have to be very careful not to have the letters blur one into the end of the word into the beginning of the next word. And many of the Siddurim help you out to be careful when you say Kriyashma, not to have the osius get gemished one with the other. Kriyashma is dibur. It's an example of where we need to have our dibur more precise than anywhere else. The diburim of Kriyashma have to be very, very precise. Therefore, there are all kinds of chumras when it comes to Kriyashma, because Kriyashma is a din in Kriya. We're not going to talk now, but the din in Shemoneh Esrei that it's silent. Davke, according to the Zohar Kodesh and the Mekubalim, the Shemoneh Esrei has to be utterly silent. Utterly silent. Even if you're not going to bother anybody by saying it louder, Shemoneh Esrei has to be silent. Kriyashma is a din in Kriya, and the letters have to be pronounced, at least that you should be able to hear. Be quiet, but the letters have to be clearly pronounced. And therefore, we have dinim by Kriyashma of a curry of ein medaktek by CSR. Like you'll have some people that they went through the American or Canadian yeshiva system and the Anglo-Saxon countries where in some of the yeshivas they taught them to pronounce the letter saf as a taf, like Israelis. But now, in the early years, a lot of the kids, all the parents spoke as Ashkenazim are supposed to pronounce the words. They said saf, not taf. They said the davening, they pronounced the Shabbos, and they said S. But then the schools wanted to make them more of an Israeli, they wanted to introduce more of an Israeli pronunciation. So in school, they taught the kid to say Et, and to say Shabbat. So what happened is that there are hundreds of thousands of Jews out there who, when they daven, they say a little bit of an S and sometimes an Et, Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoteinu, and then they'll say Avot, Avos, and Avoseinu, Avoteinu, and Avot, and it's all rangemished. There are shittas in the Lach that say that you're not Yosei Kriyashma like that. With the rest of davening, because you can get away with it, it's a problem. But by Kriyashma, there's a strong din when it comes to Yichud Hashem that it has to be very, very clear. And therefore, if you choose to pronounce it one way, like the Sfaradim, okay, that's questionable for an Ashkenazi to do that, but let's say an Ashkenazi does that, then you have to go straight. You can't have Yitkadal, you know, V'yiskadash. It's got to be one or the other. By Kriyashma, it's a very, very, very big requirement that you're not only that you're not blur the letters with each other, but the osius have to be pronounced properly, consistently, and clearly. So you have to be careful whether you're saying it with an Ashkenazi havar or a Sfaradish havar. Many people, when they go up to daven for the omid, you hear it's a little Ashkenaz, a little Sfarad. No good. Either that, but not to mix them together. That's a problem. If any of you have that problem, try to fix it. No reason to get suicidal or to think that you weren't Yotze Kriya Shema. You were Yotze Kriya Shema. According to a few of the Shitas, you were Yotze Kriya Shema. No reason to get upset. But you need to make be clear how to pronounce the Oisius. Either this or that. You want to do like an Israeli? Then go like that. You want to do like, except for the Shem Hashem, Ashkenazim, have to be very careful to say with the comments. But you want to, that you can't, that's very hard to change. I have to say the Shem Hashem, Adonai, for an Ashkenazi is mamish off. Unless you're an Israeli, if you were raised that way. But if you're an American, that you went to a modern school and they told you you have to daven like this, so that's a, which is against the Psak of Rav Kook, who said that you have to daven, Ashkenazim have to daven with the Ashkenazi Avar, and other poskim. So it's better to try to, at least with the Shem Hashem, not to say Adonai, but to say Noi. At least that to fix. Okay, that was just a little bit of a rabbinical interruption. Let's get back to what we're learning. So there's Kol and there's Dibur. There's Kol and there's Dibur. Kriyishma Nemabad, Shaifer is a Kol. Kriyishma is Dibur. Elu haim shnei dvarim hafachim. Koach shel kol, v'koach shel dibur. These are two different koiches. Two opposite koiches. Kol and dibur. Demis says there's a third madrega, which the Baal Shem Tov al HaTorah you could find there. He talks about a number of places. I mean, the Baal Shem Tov didn't write that. It's brought together from the Baal Shem Tov's Torahs and Rabbi Nachman talk about what it says in Eicha, Tzaak Libam El Hashem, that the heart screams. In other words, there's such a thing as screaming without making any sound. There is such a thing. Tzaak Libam El Hashem. But we're not going to go into that now, but there is such an inyan like that, of a tzaaka without any kol, a silent scream. There is such an inyan. This comes from a very, 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 very deep place. Tzaak liba mel Hashem. There are certain chassidim that they have a Kabbalah to scream by davening, like by Stalin. They scream the davening very, very loud. But there are many, many of the other chassidim who have a Kabbalah, which is discussed there in the Sefer Shem Tov al HaTorah, where they have, the Kamana talks a lot about it, where they have Davka Kabbalah to pronounce, is to daven, not just Shemoneh Esrei, still, silent, but in the head to hear the letters screaming. In other words, you say the letter, let's say, you say the word Ashrei, and you say it, right? You say it silently. But in the head, you hear the word Ashrei like a shofar pounding away in the head. Right? Davening like that takes a couple hours. It takes a long time to daven like that. But there's an avodah like that, where in this world, it's silent. But in your head, it's mit Ashrei. The Ashrei is with Ashrei in the head. All right, I'm getting off the tip. But that's, there are many, many variations on this inyan of what's the ideal avodah when it comes to davening. Kol, dibur, combination, silent, loud, loud but in the head, and silent on the outside, all kinds of tzirufim. And they're all holy and pure. Lefize, kishiyesh noy koyach hanikra shtika, when we're talking about shtika, yesh tika mi dibur, v'yesh tika mi kol. A person who's talking, and you tell him, genug, enough. So then, you're silencing his dibur. He was talking, and you told him, shtok. So he stops talking. There's also a way to silence a kol. When there is a noise, and you silence the noise. Elu en shtei shtikas. These are two shtikas. Geshem shebitzad hachiyuvi yesh kol v'yesh dibur. The same way that in the positive side there's a way to make a sound and there's a way to speak. Kach shemakbilim zayis lahepach hanikushtika. So too, when we are paralleling those two activities of dibur and kol, there are two types of shtika. Yesh ma shebola hashtika sakol. There's something that's silencing a sound. Yesh ma shebola hashtika sadibur. And there's something that's coming to silence diburim, words, speech. Zu einena oise shtika. It's a different shtika. Mahi hashtoka sakol, or mahi hashtoka sadibur. What does that mean? Hashtoka sakol and hashtoka sadibur. Silencing sound and silencing speech. Hadibur shorsho b'yisoid haruach, ruach mamalulah medaber. Speech, of course, comes from the yisod of ruach, air and wind, as we've learned a lot. When it says in the Torah, v'yipach b'apav nishmas chayim, v'yodam l'nefesh chayim, Unklus translates ruach mamala. A speaking being is a being who uses ruach to utter words, to speak. Ruach. Uberuach piv. Kol tzeva. Speaking requires ruach. Hashmoa sakol. However, whistling, hissing, a sound. Yisoida b'yisoid ha'esh. There the yisod is not the breathing and the air. There the yisod of that sound, of just a kol, the yisod of a sound of a kol is fire. V'shin ha'sharekes. U'me'acha v'ofer hu'heipach ha'ruach. I told you it's hard. And since Afar, earth, is the hepech of ruach, is the opposite of air, umayim heim hepech ha'esh, and water is the hepech of fire, nimsa shashtokas adibur hu b'yisoid ha'afar. It means the way to silence speech, speech means ruach, the way to silence that is with the wall. The wall means afar. Earth. Vashtokas hashin sherekes. And the way to silence the shin, the fire, which is kol, which is the sound, which is kol, he bemem domemes shibyasoid hamayim. Water extinguishes fire, and water silences the shin sherekes of din, of fire. If I would be a conscientious teacher, I would have a blackboard and have made this on the blackboard, and I would have asked somebody, how do you put that onto the Zoom? But I'm not. But that's the binyan. My wife is like that. She's like very, you know, she does all these good things. She's a good teacher. But that's the diagram. That's how it works. Now, this is all very remarkable stuff here, because we're talking about Yaakov Avinu's HaKol, Kol Yaakov, and then you have Vahir Beis Yaakov Le'esh, Beis Yosef Lahava. I'm just dropping a little bit of hints over here. HaKol, Kol Yaakov. Think about the Psukim that we say by Tekiah Shofar. Even though Yitzchak Avinu was with the Shofar, but the Psukim of Yaakov Avinu. There's a lot going on over here. The Fizah. Now here we have a chilek between men and women. The Fizah, mashmatzinu, and also with animals. Mashmatzinu balechayim, koshel sicha. We see that by animals, there's some inyan by animals of, on their level, some type of communication. You know, the Shlomo Melech understood the sichas ofis, whatever. Ein zan avem yisoid haruach. That the conversations of animals does not come from the yisod haruach. That's only a human being as a ruach chayim, a nishmas chayim. Animals don't have such an ability to speak. Yisoid haruach. Yisoid haruach nimtza ba'adam. Bi'adam l'nefesh chayim is a ruach mamala, a human being, is a bal ruach. Animals make noises. Misod ha'esh. Shin sharekes. You know, make all kinds of noises. Yesh nasichas ha'efes. Ach enon neshoimim ha'esar. Ki ba'efen shel shrikais tzivtzufim. There's such a thing that Shlomo Melech understood. The sichas ha'efes, the conversation between birds. We can't hear that because all we can hear are the sounds, shriekers. We hear birds chirping. We hear shriekers. We hear shrieking. We don't hear diburim. Animals don't have such a thing. Mitzad kach. So Chazal tell us that there are 10 portions of speech in the world. Tisha notl nosha. And women have taken 9 of these portions of speech. The rest of the world took 1. Noshim took 9. Tisha kabin. Now, women come from the yisod of fire. As you know, that women are from the left side, which is gevura. Everybody knows that. Gevura is eish, is fire, which is bina. And therefore, Chazal tells us, bina yiseirad nitna b'isha yoyisim na'ish. The women are from the left side. A woman is from the left side. Gevura, eish, bina. Therefore, women, it says, Asar kabim shel sicha. Doesn't say shel dibur. Shenot lunashim, tisha kabim shenot lunashim, leinema be dibur, ele be sicha. Ke isha hi yisayt ha'esh. A woman comes from yisayt ha'esh. Ve she dibur hu me ha'av chonde, she daita kala. Hepach mi dibur shabam mi koyach haruach, sharuach sharish ladas kenayda. So when he says kenayda, he's talking about a kabbal inyan, which I'm not going to go into. And as it is, we're all going to daven that there are no women that are listening to this right now, because invariably, women take this kind of a thing, they go off and start shrieking about it. They start hissing and whistling and making all kinds of noises when they read something like this. This is not saying that women are not capable of speaking. Women are capable of speech. But when Chazal say dait and kala, without, I'm not going to take the time to explain at a deeper level what that means, dait and kala. But the Alter Rebbe and other tzaddikim explain, it doesn't mean that they're not intelligent. It means that they, that like a ruach that blows from one thing to another, a woman is shifting from one thought to another with rapid speed. Doesn't mean not intelligent. It's not a matter of intelligence. It's daitan kala. Like when something is kal, it doesn't mean dumb, it means light. It means like weightless. It doesn't mean dumb, chas v'sholom. Daitan kala. But it doesn't say by women that they took 10 portions of dibur. It says sicha. Sicha is not the same thing. Sicha is the yisod ha'esh. Like the animals are making noises and sounds, which is from the side of gevura, which is the side of fire, except by animals they don't have intelligence. I mean, some have more than others, but not human intelligence. But it's not with the ruach piv. Ruach is dibur. Eish is Sicha. Which is a call. Tachas Achad HaSichem. This has to do with Yitzchak Avinu and with the Shofar and with the Kol Shofar, an animal that was stuck in a Siach. Siach means also a bush. Sicha. Sichas are very holy. We have Sichas Aran from Rabbi Nachman. Lukutei Sichas from Lubavitch Rebbe. Sadiq Adaris, that they spoke about Sichas. Bali Musa. Sichas Musa, Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz. A Sicha can be something which is very, very deep. A Musa Shmuz, a Sichas Musa, Sichas Chaverim. But it's not the same as Dibur. There's something different. Hepach mi Dibur, Shabbat Mikoach HaRuach, Sharuach Sherish L'Daz Kenayda. Ruach is connected to Daz. Nisayd HaRuach Makbi L'Daz. Ruach Yakoach HaMetzarif. Remember we learned, Daz is what joins together. It's Machria. The Avir, the air, it brings together. The Aleph and the Mem, Eish and Maim are brought together, meaning Bina, Chachma, Bina, are joined together, or are there's a Hachra of Eish and Maim, a decision between Eish and Maim, that takes place through the Avir, through the air, through Ruach, which is Das. Das is Machria between Chachma and Bina, Chesed and Gvura. The dibush mitzarif mayim ve'esh. Luma zois sichas balechaim bo misod ha'esh. Sichas balechaim, the sicha of animals and birds and so on, comes from esh. V'chein noshim shedaitan kala, so too with women, which is daitan kala, diburon megiim misod ha'esh. There the diburim come more from the side of fire. Therefore, a woman in her speech, there's more fire. Well, Lotziv, and also more crying and more sounds and less diburim. Lotziv of Gomer Lamayim Aide Ruach. Rome Zospateva, we see this in nature. Isha Shemedeberes, when a woman is speaking, Alpi Rov, more often than men, he mislahetes harbe yoiser measher ish. There's more of a brand, more of a fire. More of a fire, even when she's saying something which is not so exciting or emotional, but there's more of a, in the tenuous of a woman talking, there's more emotion, there's more fire. There's more fire. Than by a man. Madua, why? Ki etzel ha'ish koach hadibur megim yisod haruach. Because by a man, the koach hadibur comes from yisod haruach, which is das. Ve'etzel ha'isha, ikka gilui dibur is misod ha'esh. The ikka diburim of a woman come from gvuras, which is yisod ha'esh. Again, that has nothing to do with intelligence. But daiton kala, whatever that means, right? We're not going into that much right now. But it's missing. It doesn't have that same quote, that same amount, the same ratio of das that's in the speech, the diburim of a man. A woman will often express her emotions without the das being machria enough. We'll leave it at that. Not because she's not intelligent. She can be 10 times smarter than her husband. And as of Gornish, he's not saying anything. Or he just says something like parv. And she says something because she can't hold it in. She says something because there's a fire, which is gvur, which is mezgaber. And she says something, and it could be that it's said without yishuv hadas. It's more likely to happen by a woman than by a man. Less Yishav Adas, because Isha Daitam Kala, less Miushav. Not that she's not smart, but the fire is too much to contain. the fire, the Eish. Veitchalisha ikka gili dibura nisar ha'esh. This is a big inyan, a big, big inyan. Imkain, balchai yikar yisar ha'esh. An animal, the ikkar is yisar ha'esh. Ha'ish yikar yisar ha'ruach. The ish is the ikkar is yisar ha'ruach. Ubi'isha yesh gam tziruv shal yisar ha'esh. A woman, of course, is a speaking being. She has diburim, she has ruach mamala, she has ruach because she's a human being and she speaks. But the speaking of a woman, there's more of an ingredient of kol, of fire, of gvura, than in the speech of a man. You understand? The esh of kol, there's more of a shofar by the woman when she speaks. By the man when he speaks, which is the side of chesed, there's more of the silence of the my lips are sealed, of the mem da memes. By the woman, there's more of the kol, of the esh, of the fire. That's invested in that in her diburim. Now, what we're going to begin, Mitzvah Hashem, next week, is how this helps us to understand the inyan of Rachel and Yaakov, of Rachel Imenu and Yaakov Avinu, that Rachel is shosekes, is the one of silence, and her children and grandchildren, they have a koch of shtika, like Yosef and Binyamin, and Shaul HaMelech, and Mordechai and Esther, who are silent. And the Indian of Yaakov, which is HaKol Yaakov, the voice of Yaakov, but something that's strange, not with the words, but HaKol Yaakov. So this is what we're going to be working on, Bez Hashem, next week.